Welcome to Shomar Shah and the Daf Shir sponsor Luinishmas Aram Yakoshom Le'apas Yitzchok. We're holding Ksuvas Daf Pivov. The Gemara on the end of Amudalev brings that if a person who owes money says, Priyas Ba'a Choyiv is a mitzvah, to pay a Choyiv is only a mitzvah, I prefer not to pay. What do you do then? So the Gemara says that Davka Noisa say we have specific punishments like Malkus. But in Mitzvah's essay, for example, sukkah or lulav, that a person says, I'm not interested in doing it. Maki moisoi achetetze nafshu. You hit him until he goes and does the mitzvah. That's what happens with saseh, and from here the Gemara learns that a person also has to pay his loan the same way. Now this needs hesber, as the Ramban, the famous Ramban in Parshas Yisroi, tells us. The difference between mitzvah's esse and loisase is that esse comes from mitzvah's avo, and loisase comes from yira. The not to do's in Torah is don't do anything, so to speak, to upset HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person is afraid to come and do something wrong. And esse comes from avo, from the fact that a person wants to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This connects to the Maharal we mentioned many times in the Shiurim. The idea of the esse is always to progress. When you do an esse, you come closer. Loisase is to make sure not to regress, not to fall back. And goes on the Ramban and says, that's the reason that by loisase you have a punishment. You punish loisase because a person who does something wrong, he's, so to speak, upset HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you punish for it. But an esse, which is comes from Ava, for the fact that a person gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, person doesn't do that, there's no punishment in the Torah. I mean, the Torah you don't punish for mitzvah esse. Which is fine, says the Ramban, but the Gemara tells us over here that based in Hinim, agitates an avshari because of the merida, because of the rebellion that a person has, the rebelling, so to speak, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does the Ramban mean? In the Torah, there's no punishment in esse. Because esse is active getting close. You're just missing getting close. So why the person who's moirid is different? What's shouting this Ramban? How do we understand with our Gemara? And also, I have to understand why this Gemara comes only agav orchoy. We speak about priyas baal choyf. This is a big yisoytik stik in Gemara. From here, you learn the mitzvah's esse, you have to force someone to do it. So why this is something that comes only once we speak about paying back a loan? So the mitzvah eson over here, in the end of the Gemara, says to check out the Sefer Bris Shalom and Parshas Emor. Sefer Bris Shalom was written about 300 years ago from Pinchas Mivoldvi, who was a big guy and was nifted at a very young age. And he has Chidushim Atzumi in the Torah. And he says a gewaldic idea that really sheds light on this whole concept. He brings a Yalkut Shimoini in Parshas Emor that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Am Yisrael, you should build a sukkah and live there so you remember the miracles that I did for you in the Midbar. You're not doing me a favor by doing a mitzvah, but you're paying back for the fact that the sukkah is so shavtis b'nei Yisrael. And the Midrash continues and says, take a lulav and shake it. And don't think you're doing me a favor by taking a lulav and shaking it, but you're paying me back because when I took you out of Mitzrayim, I made all the mountains shake and dance in front of you, so you also have to shake the lulav. Meaning, this Midrash is telling us the by sukkah and lulav, it's a priyas baal choyf. You're paying back a debt. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us such good things in the midbar that we must pay back by doing the sukkah and doing the lulav. One can add to this and say that this is just an example for any other mitzvah. All the mitzvahs in the Torah that we have is a priyas baal choyf. Kadosh Baruch Hu came and gave us life, put us in this world, and was mashpia on us chesed. And what is he doing there? Because he's asking for us that, so to speak, in return, we mekayim the Torah and the mitzvahs. We do whatever we can in this world to be zoyche lo'ilam abo. The mitzvahs will give us chelik lo'ilam abo. This is what he's asking from us. This is what he's demanding from us. This is what we owe. And by lulav and sukkah, it's davar pashut. You see clearly that's a priyas baal choyf. But it's an example, a dugmar for any other mitzvah. That's really a priyas baal choyf. And with this, we can understand the mahalach of HaGemara. The Avraham Minyan was a mitzvah. It's not a choyf. It's something good to do. So Gemara says someone doesn't want to pay back a loan. Maybe he doesn't have to do it. Says the Gemara, look at sukkah.
Look at Lulav. It's a Prius Baal Choyv. It's clear. Every mitzvah is their way. So that's why every mitzvah, I force someone to do it because he owes it. This is not a punishment. This is just what a person is obligated to do. And that's what the Ramban says. There's no punishment in mitzvah saseh. I can't punish you in mitzvah saseh. On the law, says something did something bad, you give a punishment and you rectify it. But mitzvah says, Zechiyah lo'ilam abo. I can't rectify that. I can't pay it back. Then we should bring in our sugya. Once the mitzvah passes, once sukkah ends, you don't force the person anymore. It's too late. Here we're doing al priyas ba'al choyv. It's not a punishment. That's why it's only based on do it. It's not a punishment that I tell you. I'm not punishing you. I'm just demanding of you what you owe to do. And that's why, says the Bris Shalom, this belongs to our sugya priyas ba'al choyv. Because this is the key to understand the sugya. Priyas ba'al choyv is understood. You owe something, so we force you to do it. Says the Gemara, that's really every mitzvah. Every mitzvah is also priyas ba'al choyv. And that's why this is the reason why there's a force. Because basing or required of putting a person saying, you owe this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need to extract this from you, not because of punishment, but because this is what your obligation is. That's what basing, don't force someone to do that, to bring a person to get to Olam Haba that he's supposed to gain, that he's obligated to do. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.